Greetings, salutations, gentle listeners. This is Will, and I'm in the editing studio. Listen, I meant to put this out over 10 days ago. I recorded it, I do believe, maybe even almost 2 weeks ago now. But it will speak for itself, this episode. It will be our final episode. I go into a deep dive about why this is happening and what's causing it, so stay tuned for that. But I do just want to encourage you, if you want to follow me, I have started a new venture called Old Man Gamer. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it everywhere I used to be. Just go ahead and check it out, Old Man Gamer, or it's twitch.tv/oldmangamerny, or YouTube. .com/@oldmangamerny, and of course you can reach me, will@oldmangamerny.com, for email. Again, thank you all for being such loyal listeners and all this. I hope you guys enjoy the new content, but here it comes, the final episode of DR Casual, otherwise known as Plain Talkers, otherwise known as Will's final podcast dealing with magic. Again, thank you for coming along on this ride. I have appreciated it. Have a great week and a great day. Bye-bye. Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the DR Casual MTG Podcast. I'm your host, Will, joined as always by absolutely no one. That's right. I am joined today by myself because we've got some big stuff coming up. In fact, let's just go ahead and we'll skip untap, upkeep, and draw. We'll just get right into it.
The main phase.
So if you've taken a look at the title of this stream I'm doing here, and this will go out as a podcast, by the way, so this will go out through the feed. I have made some decisions, and I've got a little thing I'll read here, and then, you know, we'll just kind of talk about it a little bit. This could be a very quick, very, very quick stream. But it's with a heavy heart I write that it is with a heavy heart that I write this, and I've already put it out through our Discord, that over the past several weeks, and it might even be months, guys, I've become rather embittered with Hasbro and WotC and their decisions regarding not only Magic the Gathering, but D&D and just in general. You know, their handling of the MTG 30, as well as their bungling of the OGL and tone-deaf responses to both, even considering yesterday's manifesto, which left the door woefully open to being put in place at a later date, have made me realize something. That I don't like myself like this. For the first time in my broadcasting career, and I know it's weird to call it a career, or hobby, whatever, but I've been doing this now since 2004. So, you know, we're talking 18 years here. For the first time in my broadcasting career, I find that I want to make negative content. That I want to spew discontent and become a part of the chorus out there verbally masturbating as they sit on their high horses and crap on Wizards and Hasbro and await the choruses of affirmation from the people who feel that things aren't right around them. Guys, that's not me. That isn't me. It's not somebody I want to be, and it's not me normally. And really, in the past few days, and like I said, even in the past few weeks, I've thought about why I wanted to go negative. Why I thought of making this type of content, and I really came to just one conclusion. Guys, the fact is I'm done. I'm done with magic. And I'm, you know what, I'm going to say it. Sorry, fucking pissed about it. I'm angry. I am. I'm angry about it. This isn't like me. I'm not normally a negative person. Now, I know on the podcast I may have acted that way. I could take a contrary position on a podcast, but I can honestly say that I've been a fan of this game most of my adult life. And I was doing this to support it. But now I feel that it's different and it's abnormal for me to be negative and to want to start just, you know, all that stuff. So for my own mental health and really for other reasons, I've made the decision that I truly believe a content creator should come out of being a fan of something, not trying to better yourself, not to make yourself into, you know, grade Z celebrity even. It should come out of being a fan of something so much that you want to share your opinions and ideas with the world in hopes of furthering the activity and help it continue to be an option for you to patronize. However, I no longer have any desire to patronize Wizards of the Coast. And I'm not just blaming Hasbro here, folks. I feel Wizards of the Coast is horrible. I cannot separate Wizards from Hasbro anymore, given that Hasbro's CEO is the former CEO of Wizards. Yes, they are meanie heads, Sakura. I totally agree. So I no longer wish to patronize them. I find them horrible, and I don't think I can support them. I have not purchased any Dominaria Remastered, and I don't plan to. I'm no longer going to buy any of their product. I'm officially done with Magic for right now. So with that in mind, how do I go on creating Magic content? The answer is I don't. So DR Casual MTG is going to go away. It has to. It's going away. It's not going to become something else. DR Casual is going to go away. I'm going to become a statistic, a podcast that folded before episode 10. I do this because I can't support Wizards and Hasbro, the company that makes it. I also do not want to become someone who, like other old Wizards out there, who seem to exist to make clickbaity content with negativity, only trying to spew it in the world to enhance their numbers. That is not a slam on every content creator over the past few months. Again, Alpha Investments is somebody who was, he was genuinely upset, and I found myself watching his stuff because it was genuine. But I felt for a long time that there are some content creators out there in the Magic community that are no longer fans of Magic. And so I cannot go out there and make clickbait content with negativity, only try to spew it in the world so that more people watch my stuff. So with that in mind, I have shut down our Patreon. I'm canceling all the subscriptions that I'm paying for. I'm going to relinquish all the domains in my Twitch handle. So DR Casual MTG Twitch is going to go away because I did move Planestalkers from there to there to keep like things like my, you know, partner status with them and stuff. But as I'm not going to make Magic content anymore, not going to do it. So, I realized that podcasting and other stuff around that, this thing costs me about $60 to $70 a month between Zoom, Restream, various other expenses, as well as the email stuff, etc. Yeah, no, you're not wrong, Montana. They have messed up. And so if I just can't do it anymore. If I'm no longer going to be a part of creating Magic content, I can't be a part of creating Magic content. I'm not going to be one of these guys who's going, I quit, and then, you know, have four episodes and before I'm like, they've changed, I'm back. So I'm going to do something else. Listen, I mean, you guys have seen on this channel, I have started dipping my toe in the Marvel Snap water. I may do some more content on that. I may create my own Twitch, a new Twitch channel. I do have Mindcrime73 still out there. Yeah, they've been messing up for years. It's just getting worse and worse. It's consistency that is planned, not an accident. You're not wrong. They're going, listen, here's the deal, and I'm going to get into, let me finish my statement, and then I'll get into, like, off the statements. You know, I'm starting to play a little Marvel Snap. I might make a new Twitch channel and YouTube. I'm actually thinking about making a YouTube channel called DR Casual Old Man Gaming. So DR Casual OMG. And it's going to basically be where I play games like Marvel Snap and Minecraft and things I want to, because let's face it, guys, I am a man in my mid-40s playing video games. And that is something. So, yes, you will. You will see me, Dave, not just a guest on your YouTube. You're going to see me in the store a bit more. I'm not done with Magic. I'm just done with content creation. So, you know, I'm going to look at creating something new that involves, you know, where I'm at in my life now. I need to tell you guys, I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. If you're watching this live, you know, thank you. If you're catching this later on a rebroadcast, I'll keep Twitch up for like a week or so. Or you're catching this on the podcast, I cannot say enough great things about you. We've had a tumultuous year. The show has changed from Planestalkers to this, and the whole time, the only thing that was consistent was you guys. And when I say you guys, I mean, you know, not, you know, you guys as in the sex sense, but, you know, I'm just using a colloquialism. Oh, I said colloquialism. Hey, what do you know? But legit, I couldn't have done it. It's incredible to me. We've raised money through Extra Life. We have done so much together. The you know, quarterly tournaments and things like that. I consider a lot of you very close friends, and so I want to say thank you for sticking with me. I want to thank Aramis, who I could never have done this show without. He is a fine person and one of the greatest people I've ever met, and I hope he is doing extremely well. I want to thank Dave at Flights 2, Steve and the gang at Kerwin's. Kerwin's has sponsored this show since, you know, late, almost year one. Dave came alongside Commander Craft last year. I can't say it enough. You guys know how I feel about the LGSs out there. You got to patronize your LGS. We just lost one in Amsterdam. And believe me, I feel that hit. You know, given somebody who lives close by to Amsterdam, New York, that was the local of my local game stores. My local game stores are still Flights and Kerwin's. But legit, like, they're going, guys. Patronize your LGS. I get, you know, you walk through the aisle at Walmart, you see Dominaria United, sure, pick up a pack, whatever. You know, you go to town. But make sure you stop into your LGS and really patronize them with your product. I can't say that enough. Legit, guys. You know, off the cuff now, that's the end of my statement. Let me just say this. I'm not done with Magic per se. I'm done with creating content. I'm going to go back to being a consumer. And what does that mean? Well, first of all, that means I'm going to vote with my dollar. All right. I'm not buying Dominaria Remastered. I wish I could, but I have decided that right now, as things stand, if I keep buying Dominaria Remastered, buying packs, buying Wizards direct packs, even through an LGS, all it does is it sets up Wizards to think that we don't care, that we are just going to keep buying their product and doing that. I'm calling for a full-on boycott, guys. Listen, I've got many decks, and those aren't going away. I'm not going to do what I did in 2003, okay? I'm not going to sell my collection and cash in and cash out and then come back to this in 20 years and go, well, now I'm a man of 60. Man, I wish I hadn't sold my decks. No, I'm not doing that. I'm still going to be a part. I'm going to try to go to, you know, Friday Night Magics, either Kerwin's or Flights. Wednesday Night Commanders at, you know, Flights. I love going there for their Commander Night. And I'm going to patronize gaming stores and bring my stuff that I have and buy from them directly. If I need a single, I'm going to buy it from them. I'm going to be that. You know, I think that that is important. But I got to stop supporting what is going on. I mean, guys, listen, we're not, all right, we do Magic content, but understand this, this is the same company that does D&D. And all the things, in case you haven't realized it, that you might have seen in the communities about the OGL, the Open Gaming License, that is, we have to come beside those people in who are really D&D fans, D&D content creators, people that are doing this week in and week out, Pathfinder and publishers and all of that, because what Wizards is doing is wrong. Okay, and we've been, as Magic fans, we have been crapped on by Wizards because they thought they could wring a dollar out of us. And luckily, D&D up until now hasn't had to feel that. I really, truly believe Wizards believed that Dungeons & Dragons was the stepchild. I did unsubscribe from D&D Beyond, yes. I feel that D&D was the stepchild of the Wizards of the Coast purchased by Hasbro, that they knew where their money was, and their money was Magic. They knew that quarterly content of these type of cards could enhance their short-term revenue, okay, which is the business that they're in. Understand this. No business is in long-term revenue. No business is looking to, oh, we want to get a return on our investment in 5 years. No, no, no. They want to get a return on investment in 2 years, and they want to continue expanding profit. And Wizards took D&D, I believe Wizards took D&D, and they gave it some attention with the books and the publication. But it wasn't until D&D Beyond showed that there might be a way to monetize and residualize, which is an interesting word, but it's the truth. It's make residual income from something that, you know, so that they have to keep paying you to be a part of it, a subscription, as it were. When they bought D&D Beyond, they realized they can residualize D&D in such a way that they can make incredible amounts of money. I truly believe, this is my personal opinion, I believe that the OGL had a lot to do with the fact that they wanted D&D Beyond to become some sort of app store. that they wanted, you know, they were going to, if you make D&D content and you publish it in any form, they're going to have a license to that. And even though they released yesterday saying that they weren't going to do this, understand, they had every intention of doing this, that they were going to release this license and they were going to pull that content, put it in their store and sell it and not share any and take a bulk of the profits. I don't even think it would be one thing if they wanted to go the Apple App Store route and be like, listen, we feel we're entitled to like 10%. We feel like we're entitled to a cut of this because you're in our short, you're in our marketplace. And they probably would have said, and if you're going to sell it, you have to sell it to our marketplace. They were going to try to do that. I truly believe that because that is the only way that any of this makes sense. And they were going to do that, and then the community reacted. We reacted in such a visceral way. They reacted in such a way that D&D had to, that WotC and Hasbro had to put the brakes on. Don't get me wrong. This is coming back. They will try this again. I promise you that. However, I really believe that as Magic fans, we need to come alongside our D&D brethren and we need to say, look, we have been here. We have been the recipients of Hasbro and Wizards of the Coast trying to take our game that we love and monetize it until we can't afford to play it anymore. And we're sorry. And we come alongside you. And that is why I'm doing what I'm doing tonight. I am doing this because I no longer can support this company. I no longer want you to spend your dollars with Wizards of the Coast. Buy your stuff from the secondary market. Do what you can there. I fully believe Magic is a wonderful thing. But I don't think I can make content about Magic the Gathering and focus only on the secondary market. I think it would be disingenuous. I think there'd be no way to talk about the secondary market without talking about the cards and stuff that are coming out because they've also introduced rotation into Modern. They've introduced rotation into Legacy. They've introduced rotation into everything. So there's no way that you can focus on the secondary markets and the Eternal formats without encouraging people to spend money with Wizards. So I cannot, in good conscience, guys, do this anymore. I've loved making this show. I've loved doing this content. I love doing it with Aramis. And I'll be honest, that's a part of this too. I miss my friend. I miss doing this with him. We did kind of feed each other. And during these last few weeks where I felt the way I felt, hey, you know what? Aramis might have been able to talk me down. And that's probably a loss. The truth is, though, you know, this is where we're at. You know, and so like I said, I'm going to pivot. I'm going to pivot away from the negativity because I could have steered into this negativity. A lot of content creators have. A lot of content creators for Magic, and I'm finding a lot of content creators for D&D doing the same thing. They're steering into the negativity. Don't get me wrong. For some of them, they're looking at their numbers, their viewers, and they're like, holy cow, I'm getting a lot of views on this. This is incredible. Look at this. This is so great. We should, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they find themselves getting stuck in this mire of negativity. And even we did for a while. I can't do it anymore. It's not who I am. So I am. I'm gonna take a step back. I'm gonna make content. Obviously, I love broadcasting. I do. I don't know about a podcast. I miss a podcast. I've got ideas for a podcast. You know, part of this also comes out of New Year's Eve. I spent my entire New Year's Eve sitting at a table at a friend's house, talking to his 22-year-old daughter about movies. She's a film student and a writer. And the two of us had such an interesting conversation because I'm a film buff of the old school generations. She is, you know, growing. And I'm like, this is a podcast. Old and young, you know, she'd say things like, I hate Quentin Tarantino. And I'd be like, well, why do you hate him? What about it? What do you hate about his movies? She's like, well, I've never watched them. And I'm like, wait, what? How can you hate, you know, like it started a conversation. I'm not sure what the hook is on that, but that's something. I had such an interesting and an awesome discussion with this child, with this adult woman who I watched grow up since a child that, you know, I'm like Uncle Will to her. And I'm sitting here going this. And we had seven people sitting around the party just watching her and I have this debate. I'm like, this is content. You know, I want to. And I was so inspired by that I don't know. I don't know if anything will come of it. But it also made me realize that I am not that inspired about Wizards anymore. And it made me think since New Year's, why not? And this is why. You can't be inspired by negativity. You cannot be inspired by something you no longer respect. So I can't do this anymore. I really, really, really enjoyed doing this content with you guys. Like I said, I'll be doing Minecraft content. I'll be doing probably Marvel Snap content. Don't get me wrong. I got issues with Marvel Snap. They are just as predatory as Arena is in some regards. In fact, more so. But I hear a lot of things about their development team wanting to make changes. And so I'm like, okay, you know what? The cement is still wet there. So maybe that's content I can help make a change. I don't believe we can make a change with Wizards and WotC. And I realize my hat's on crooked. I don't believe we can make that change with Wizards and WotC until we say we are not spending our money here anymore. We're done. And I have to be that. So I can't make content if I'm not buying any Wizard stuff. That's disingenuous. That's a, you know, that's something that you don't hear a lot of people say. It's like, they're like, oh, I don't buy really content anymore. I, you know, I just buy my singles that I want and I go to the store and I buy the singles, but I don't really buy any of the Wizard stuff and blah, blah, blah. Either you're lying because there's something about walking through Walmart and going down the magic aisle or going to your LGS and taking a look at some of the packs and going, oh, let's roll a, you know, lottery ticket. Let's give me one of the double masters. So either you're lying or then I submit maybe you shouldn't be doing magic content if you can't support the company that is making the content. They're making the product to which you're contenting, making content on. You have to – I can't be a magic creator and not support magic as it is right now. And as it is right now, the reality of the situation is magic is produced by Wizards of the Coast, which is owned by Hasbro wholly. And until they start making some real changes, I don't want to talk about them in a public forum in such a way that's going to make me look like a negative Nelly. So I'm stepping off the stage and I'm going to do something else. And it sucks. I'm going to miss Commander Craft. I'm going to miss doing the podcast. I missed it the 2 months we were on hiatus from September till late November. But I can't. I can't do it anymore. If Aramis were here, I think I would be doing the same thing. Maybe he would have talked me down, but I don't know because I don't want to become somebody who's just making clickbait. So with that, I'm going to sign off. Again, thank you. Thank you all. Like, you know, the patrons, the people that weren't able to be patrons but were still supporters of the show, whether they were playing in our tournaments or just in our Discord actively. The co-hosts I've had for the past few weeks. I was going to have Levi this week. Sorry, brother. You know, Apollo, John, Muertes has been a very big supporter. Vic, I mean, my God, he made this really great tool for deck teching and stuff. Yeah, you know, all of you out there, you know, Johnny has been incredible. He was such a, you know, great supporter from the beginning. You know, I think I mentioned Apollo, Nick, my student from Glenmont, a lot of my students from Glenmont, Nick, Richard, Michaela, you know, Montana, a newer fan, but Johnny, the Ramblin' Rogue, Bell you know, Bell and Kyle and Bama and, yeah, guys, I could name you all. But the truth is, and especially Jake. Oh, this sucks. Jake and I were going to announce this week that I was actually going to join the Cartel Network, that I was going to become the Casual Cartel. Like, we weren't going to make that the official name, but it was basically going to be the DR Casual MTG Podcast, the casual part of the Cartel Network or something to that effect. But, you know, I can't do this. I wish I could. You know, if you need magic content, I can't recommend enough Cantrip Cartel. They do focus a lot on the, they focus a great deal on the Eternal formats. Well, Eternal with hashtag, you know, quotation marks. You know, Professor's always good. The MTG Goldfish podcast, those guys are, you know, don't get me wrong, they're kind of corporate a bit. You can tell they have some sponsors that are real, you know, they can't say anything they want. They're one of the bigger casts and they know it. But they're also very positive. Saffron Olive's great. There's a lot of good content creators out there, and you know, I'm probably gonna. I hope. I'd love to say I'm gonna be missed, but I also know that you know I was a small part of the pond, dude. It's all good. But again, I wouldn't be any part of this pond if it wasn't for you guys. So thank you again. I wish you all the best. I hope you all, you know, have a wonderful year and, you know, you find your gaming and stuff. And if you see me in an LGS or, you know, maybe I'll throw it up in the, you know, every once in a while I'll try to put a Gist spell table game together or something. You know, I plan to keep the Discord up for a bit. We'll see how it goes. If it, you know, if it becomes a ghost town or something, I'll, you know, maybe I'll shut it down, but not right away. But as I told people in there, I mean, you know, friend me in Discord in case we do shut it down. But legit, you guys are amazing. I've made genuine friends here, and you know, you've made the last 5 years a joy. But with that, I'm gonna sign off, guys. Again, look for me. I'll be on Twitch. I'll be, like I said, I think it's gonna be DR Casual Old Man Gamer. So it may be DR Casual OMG. I'm not gonna change my, you know, I'm not gonna keep the same Twitch channel and stuff. I'm going to shut that stuff down. But thank you so much just for really, really everything you've done. It's been an honor. It really has. It's been privilege and so much fun. And I can't, again, I can't thank you enough. Thanks, Sakura. I hope you do. Yeah. I would have done just Old Man Gamer, but there is an Old Man Gamer out there and Old Man Gaming on YouTube. And so I'm kind of like, I don't want to take their stuff. So DR Casual Old Man Gamer or DR Casual OMG seems like, you know, it seems like a cool way to go. But with that being said, I'm gonna sign off. And I've had a weird echo because I didn't realize my Red Yeti was also on, so I apologize for that. Thank you guys so much for being a part of this. It's real, again, it's been a privilege. So on that note, it's our final. Yeah, I don't look as mobile without the beard, I know, but the beard's coming back, man. It's already got a little fuzz. I'm already working on. Listen, let's be honest. Here's what happened. You want to know why I shaved the beard? Last thing I'm going to leave you with. Why did I shave the beard? Because I was trimming the beard. And apparently, I developed a severe case of the jumpies. And yeah, there was no saving it. I tried just having the mustache. I'm not somebody who can pull off just a mustache. There are very few people in this world who can do that. Tom Selleck, the late Alex Trebek, the late Burt Reynolds. Now, most of the people that could are the late, by the way. My dad, for some weird reason, could pull it off. But that was about it. Anyone else, they just look silly with just a mustache. So I shaved the beard and I'm just gonna let it grow back out. Funny thing, my wife bought me a beard grooming kit and then I went and shaved it. So she even took it a little personal. She's like, "Oh, really? The one time I get behind the beard, now you shave it?" I'm the best husband ever. All right, guys, I really thank you so much. Again, have a wonderful time. Again, please look for me out there. It's been an honor and a privilege. So I'm gonna sign off now. And thank you again. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And, you know, thank you again for being a part of the DR Casual MTG podcast. We will not be back next week. We won't be back for a while, but hey, look for us elsewhere. Again, check out Cantrip Cartel. Check out a whole bunch of other content creators out there. But I can't suggest enough, guys. If you feel convicted about what's going on with Wizards, vote with your dollar. Vote with your patronage and make the decision that's best for you. So for everyone out there, this is Will Benson saying, take care of yourselves, take care of your families, take care of each other, and we'll see you again soon. And remember to always leave some of that mana untapped because you never know when you'll need it. Take care, and bye-bye.